What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Waking Up with Jamari and Takaiva. Today is Happy Thursday. We're going to get into fame versus fortune, attitudes, and much more. Y'all stay tuned for a great show. Okay, everybody, we're back. So today's topic of the day will be fame versus fortune, because that term has come up a lot. People have fame and fortune and they just don't know how to act once they get it. So let's get into it. So let's discuss the fame part first. Just because you are famous and you are finally got some cloud folks paying attention to you, that does not mean you are everything in the world and then some. You still have to work. You still have to be productive. You still have people watching you to see your fuck ups. Be mindful when you famous. Don't fuck up your reputation. Been there, done that, graduated. I mean, yeah, the fame is fun because you get noticed a lot more. But nonetheless, you still have to be productive as an individual with having that fame, because it's a lot that comes with fame. So a lot of people watch you, waiting for you to fuck up so they can have something to talk about. If you're going to give them something to talk about, make sure it is positive. Make sure it is uplifting. It is, you're working, you're branding yourself. You're always coming up with something new. So you got to keep the people busy. Keep them typing. Keep your name relevant and fresh. Don't just sit around with the same clout chasing ass shit all the time. And then also, don't be out here just doing fugazi dumbass shit just to get noticed. That's not a good look. People are not gonna want to work with you, and you're not gonna be able to really get to the bag like you need to. So you know, be mindful of that. Now the fortune part of it, this is the good part about it. The fortune, when you're famous and you have the fortune, you are set. Like, you just gotta keep working, doing what you're doing, because obviously you're doing something right, because you get to the bag. Get to the bag. It's the most important thing. It's way more important than the fame any day. And them facts. So, you know, even if you're not famous, get to the bag. Once you get to the bag, the fame will come right along with it. I promise you. That's on everything I love. I'd rather have the money any day, because the simple fact of a motherfucker can know your name today and forget you exist tomorrow. So, that's enough about that. Now, let's get into clout chases, because that falls in line with this category of fame versus fortune, too. But on a different level, people be out here clout chasing off of people who have made a name for themselves, good or bad, just because of some fact that they want a little bit of, you know, attention. You know, it's funny how people like Evelyn Lozada and Shawnee O'Neal, they feel as if just because they have these platforms that they can do certain things and say certain things, and they're basically just chasing off a clout for people like Jackie Christie. You know, it's, you know, it's sad and pathetic how people, they want to go out here and claim that they're these uplifting individuals when you're really just chasing for clout. You want publicity. Publicity is not always good. If you're going to get publicity, make sure it's good publicity, not bad, because then that makes your brands, your name, and your money look very fucking funny. And I don't want anybody out here to have their money looking funny, because when your money looking funny, you can't do what you need. You can't do your work the way you need to, and it causes all kinds of fucking problems. So, we're finna take a break, and we'll be back.
It's power for the album, nigga.
Killing niggas over, bro.
And Lord should be powerful.
Falling out.
Shit, make it or break it, dog.
Jeez,
shit, real serious.
My loyal ass nigga.
Hey.
I don't go to parties, you can put my hair, baby girl, on your roster. Babe, you should know I got
got a lot of problems. I got some issues, I got plenty young. I cannot help it, I'm just like my father. Same personality, but he called me Joshua. See, I started out in letter G partner. That's how she knew I was G from the start. Did a lot of wrong, that's my fault on my part. I'm still an animal without my partners. I know some shooters and I know some shot callers. She hit my line, she know I'm her done daughter. She called me daddy and I feel like papa. Never called her, still it going in my wallet. If you ain't my girl, then we cannot chop it. She got a man, so nigga, just stop it. She my best friend and I am her rider. Caught her in the web, she know I'm a spider. Put a kiss on her lips, put a cuff, she caught me. Put on their necks, stand tall like the Eiffel. God first, over every, no idols. Fly high in the sky, ain't no pressure. We watch, wait, pray, and slay every day, keep the cycle. We just gon' outmatch all of our rivals. She the bomb, bop. I'm the main sniper. Make war with these thot, they always keep your rifle. Now I know how love feels, that shit powerful. And you should know just how I feel, I pour it out to you. I'm on my grind, it's day and night, just wanna feed our families. You all for me, I'm all for you, forever we be standing.
I never did switch, I never did fold. I kept it 100 while you broke the code. I heard about you cause you was on gold. But you and your feelings about a hoe. I'm stuck in that water just like I'm a toad. And all of that faking, that shit getting old. Applying that pressure to all of my foes. You acting real slimy, then I watch you know. If you was gon' hope, then you should've told me. No need for that crying, I'm back to the old me. You feeling like that, then you should've told me. Just like a picture, this shit is in motion. Worry about you, I can't lose focus. I'm living like this, cause I know I'm chosen. I'm stacking my figure, this shit getting bigger. You acting real bitter, I cut you like scissors. Powerful.
Gotta let them know that this is powerful. Gotta let them know that this is powerful. This something you can't control. The beast inside, I gotta let it go.
I gotta keep going, they pray on my downfall. If one of us ball, then we all ball. They gon' ride with no problems off one call. Knew my bullets is us versus all y'all. Crack my line and you know that I'm on the way. Ride around down to die with a man today. Like my partner been licking for better days.
Who by my side, I'm alone in this jungle. They swear that they lane, I won't fold on my mama. It's only got part in that shit, made me want to the low for my side to the soul of their mom.
They want me to bend, I won't break, I won't step on the game. I done got in my back, cause they thought I was playing. I'm trying to get rich, I'm not searching for fame. Solid, legit, I was raised in my lane.
Okay, everybody, we're back from the break. So now we're finna get into the topic of attitudes. I found the topic of the day. Attitudes, you know, it's just as it seems, you know, I feel like a lot of our people now, they really have some fucked up, nonchalant ass attitudes. Like, it's sad how people, they think folks are just truly supposed to kiss their ass. And boy, when I tell you, that is not the case. Ain't nobody gonna kiss your ass for a damn thing. You have to work just like everybody else has to work. You gotta get out here. You gotta make it happen. You know, if you're struggling, you know, ask for help. And it's no shame asking for help. I've had to do it many times because I was in a messed up position for a while. And now that I'm back on top of my game, I'm getting to the bag. And, you know, if somebody helps you, make sure you always look out for the ones who aren't helping, because you never know when you may need them again. You know, don't just give them your ass to kids. You know, be that for that person, because you never know when they may need help and they ain't helped you. So, you know, always be mindful of that, because you never know. You might just need that same person twice, or even three times, four times, five times, six times, or any more. You know, if you have any more, we gotta figure out what's going wrong for you. Nonetheless, so I see a good person with a good attitude, right? Let's take, for example, Kimani Edwards. That girl got a great attitude. She's always been positive, always trying to find something new and productive to do with her time. Why can't we have a lot more people like her wanting to invest in themselves, make themselves look good, sort of make themselves look like fools and, you know, unlearned ass people? You know, we got to figure out what's happening. But y'all, we're going to figure it out. But y'all, we'll see y'all in the next episode. This has been another episode of Waking Up with Jamarian Takaiva.